This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
The little brains that power artificial intelligence are growing more powerful. I'm David Brancaccio from St. Paul today. First to Japan, where the central bank today raised interest rates for the first time in 17 years. The bank had been paying people to take money, what's called negative interest rates, but no more. Here's the BBC's Tokyo correspondent, Shama Khalil.
Japan has finally ended its negative interest policy and raised borrowing rates to 0.1%, a significant move for a country that has stuck to its stimulus program for nearly 20 years. Until today, it was the only nation in the world to still have a zero-rate policy. The decision comes as salaries have finally started to increase after decades of stagnation. Last week, Japan's biggest companies agreed to raise wages by slightly over 5%, the biggest hike in more than three decades. For the last few years, households in Japan have been struggling with the rising cost of living and stagnant wages.
Now to NVIDIA, the maker of the most coveted chips for running artificial intelligence, is out with its latest, and it is souped up. Here's Marketplace's Nova Sappho.
NVIDIA is right now as close to a rock star as you get in Silicon Valley. At a developers conference, its CEO Jensen Huang introduced a new advanced chip and server architecture inside a sports arena.
I hope you realize this is not a concert. There will be a lot of science described. Mathematics.
Yeah, not exactly as fun as the latest iPhone unveil, but the company got the point across. Its new chip, called Blackwell, promises to be 30 times faster at some tasks than NVIDIA's previous most advanced chip. And a list of who's who in Silicon Valley is expected to use it. I'm Nova Sappho for Marketplace.
The Federal Reserve starts its meeting today on jobs, inflation, and interest rates. I'll eat my hat if they lower interest rates tomorrow. They won't. Now to the video game that came alive.
But this is a golden opportunity. We're paying above fair market value for distressed homes and revitalizing.
Do we look distressed to you? How can you bring back a neighborhood that never went anywhere?
We're reading out comic book style dialogue balloons from a video game called Dots Home. In an early level, an aggressive salesman barges in, peddling a cash for keys real estate deal. The game, a collaboration of creatives and community activists, takes players through the history of housing discrimination in Detroit with lessons for all America. I was there when this Dots Home 2D video game went 3D. Same dialogue, but with live actors.
This is a golden opportunity. We're paying three times above market value for distressed homes and revitalizing.
Distressed? Do we look distressed to you?
Our ongoing project here is called Skin in the Game, what video games can teach us about markets and equity.
Yeah, I'm a gamer as well, and this was just another fun opportunity.
When you're right for a role, you are right for a role. Jayla Jackson, lead actor, is set for opening night in Detroit.
This is literally my family's direct story about how we came to Detroit.
Christina Rosales, producer and co-creator of Dots Home, the video game, where this character Dot has a magic power to travel back through the generations.
She can travel through time using a key. So it takes her to the late 50s in redlined Detroit. It takes her to the early 90s in the midst of urban renewal. And then it takes her to post-foreclosure crisis Detroit.
The game's doing well with more than 500,000 downloads on phones and computers, but Rosales knew that video games like this are often played alone and wanted a next level.
How do we make it come alive? How do we make it a collective experience? The idea of a theater piece just kept coming up.
With money from philanthropies that included the Ford Foundation, a plan took shape. The team realized a live audience would need something the game didn't have, an MC. Screenwriter Tony Cunningham is co-director of the show.
The character of 4D is kind of this like Afrofuturistic game show host that has a way of talking to the audience that allows the audience to feel comfortable in making the decisions that they need to make.
What would you do? Should I take the risk and see what adventures lie ahead?
Here, it's choosing whether Dot's grandparents should sign on to a sketchy rent-to-own arrangement.
I just wish we could get along.
I'm tired of renting, Carl. We need to set down roots. And this is the only place that we can take our money.
Joanna Velasquez is campaign manager for the economic justice group Detroit Action, which partnered in this production that she connects with real-world activism, like overassessments in Detroit, where the official values of homes are inflated, maximizing tax bills. Those who can't pay the inflated taxes could get their homes sold out from under them.
It's still causing 1 in 10 homes to be overassessed.
And since we visited, a victory for Detroit Action's campaign, the city council passed a housing reform package that includes better access to data to help homeowners appeal inflated tax bills. After curtain call, members of the community are brought into the conversation.
What stuck out to me was the choice of to stay or go, to sell or not sell. I'm living with that now.
Dot's Home Live is an argument that activism can improve these choices.
You mean I can change things? I have the power to change my life.
You always did. Are you ready to play again?
Dot's Home, the live show, did two performances in Detroit. It's coming to Chicago in June and Nashville in July. And Dot's Home, the video game, is free on mobile or Steam for desktop. We made a short film about this, streamable from Marketplace.org, part of our Skin in the Game series that you can point out to the video gamers in your life. From St. Paul, Minnesota today, I'm David Brancaccio, Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.